can these wounds be healed? But can you maybe talk a little bit more about that? Because I think certainly anybody in our listening audience who maybe had an abortion or maybe cooperated with an abortion may have that sense that God cannot and or will not forgive them for what they have done. What would you say to her or to him?
Well, what comes to mind first is something I read from one of the fathers of the church, speaking about people saying, God can't forgive me. So, you know, in a certain sense, it's almost blasphemy, because it's saying God's not powerful enough or he's not good enough to want to forgive me. Whenever there's a lack of forgiveness, it's on our part. When there's a lack of an openness to forgiveness or healing, it's on our part, not on God's. You know, God is mercy itself. St. John tells us God is love. And St. Thomas Aquinas says, mercy is nothing other than the love of God turned toward those who don't deserve it. And none of us deserve it, you know, but his merciful love is always reaching out to draw us back. And so I'd say, you know, don't allow that thought that, oh, God can't forgive me. God has forgiven people who have done much worse than anybody listening to this program have ever dreamed of doing. There are people who were mass murderers who have returned to God and made their peace with God. Dr. Bernard Nathanson performed something like 50,000 abortions, something ridiculous like that, and he was converted, and he died a very good Catholic. You know, there was a guy involved in the Reign of Terror in the French Revolution, had blood of hundreds of thousands of people on his hands, who was converted before he died. You know, there are many cases like that in history. So I would say to anybody, you know, the idea that God can't forgive you or won't forgive you, that is a temptation from the evil one. The enemy wants you to believe that so that you won't ask for it. Yeah. God wants us to just come to him and open our hearts and allow him in.